Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This week, in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote, we are sharing the stories of women who broke barriers in politics. In today's episode, we look back on the life and legacy of Shirley Chisholm.
I stand before you today as a candidate for the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States of America.
That was Representative Shirley Chisholm of New York City in 1972. She was the first Black woman to run for president as a major party candidate. This was almost 50 years before Kamala Harris made history as the first woman of color on a presidential ticket. But before Chisholm made history with her hard-fought presidential bid, she worked as a teacher and education consultant. Along the way, she developed a passion for politics and in 1968 ran for Congress. It was the interest in the welfare of young people combined with the political consciousness sparked in her by her father that inspired her to run. Her strategy was to appeal to women, and it worked. She ultimately won her seat with 67% of the vote, making her the first elected Black congresswoman. When asked about her historic victory,
I have mixed feelings. First of all, I'm very glad to have been able to make history in this country by being the first Black woman. And boys and girls, as far as I'm concerned, actually, it's overdue, so I don't get terribly excited about it.
From the start on Capitol Hill, Chisholm defied tradition. She hired an all-female staff to run her Washington office and approached every challenge head-on. Former President Barack Obama spoke about her drive to serve America when she was posthumously awarded a Medal of Freedom in a ceremony in 2015.
There are people in our country's history who don't look left or right, they just look straight ahead. And Shirley Chisholm was one of those people. When Shirley was assigned to the House Agricultural Committee, despite the fact that her district was from New York City, she said, apparently all they know here in Washington about Brooklyn is that a tree grew there. But she made the most of her new role, helping to create the supplemental nutrition program that feeds poor mothers and their children.
Her actions in the House won her the nickname Fighting Shirley, but her work transcended her reputation. During her time in the House, she fought for an early education program called Head Start, which has supported 35 million children in low-income areas. She also advocated for the Equal Rights Amendment and was one of the original co-founders of the Congressional Black Caucus. When she decided to run for president, her motto was unbought and unbossed. As a feminist with an outspoken attitude on civil rights and women's rights and support for the working class, her campaign was not one to ignore. That was clear from her rousing speech in which she announced her candidacy.
I am not the candidate of Black America, although I am Black and proud. I am not the candidate of the women's movement of this country, although I am a woman, and I'm equally proud of that.
The campaign trail was far from easy for Chisholm. She had to sue her way into the televised debates and survived multiple assassination attempts along the way. She had a respectable showing at the Democratic National Convention with 10% of the delegate vote, which may not seem like much, but it proved that people would vote for a Black woman president.
Change doesn't come about in a society from a bunch of shrinking violets sitting back and constantly whining and complaining. Change comes about from those of us who believe that this is important.
Chisholm has been honored with a stamp, a state park, and a monument in New York City. Chisholm died in 2005, but her role as a history maker wasn't what she wanted to define her life and career, she said. I want to be remembered as a Black woman who lived in the 20th century and who dared to be herself. I want to be remembered as a catalyst of change.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.